Gim el toshim pe dalad harav shulam eren trishlita.
Good morning, everyone. The pasuk the Tasha starts off shayftim v'shaytim titein lecha v'chol sharecha. She put shayftim, judges v'shaytim, officers titein lecha v'chol sharecha. Why does it say titein lecha v'chol sharecha? Titein v'chol sharecha. What's lecha? So the Bali Musa say because titein lecha v'chol sharecha is referring to the person. A person, you've got to put Shaytim Shaytim in his, all his Sha'arim. Means that on his, he's got to put Shaytim Shaytim on all his openings, his eyes. He shouldn't see the things that he's not meant to see. B'chol Sha'arecha, his ears. Also opening, he shouldn't be opening his ears to the things he shouldn't be listening to. And his mouth, he shouldn't be opening his mouth to the stuff that he shouldn't be saying. I'd also say something for Hashem now. But you could learn a different pshat. There was a yid once in prison, and in prison you're very limited what you're allowed to have, and you weren't allowed to play card games. You weren't allowed to play card games. One of the rules of the prison, you can't play card games. But as the prisoners, and they want to get up to something, so they played cards. So every time the guards came in, they quickly put away the cards, and he looked for them, couldn't find them anywhere. So he went out, and they took out the cards, and they started playing again. It happened every time. And the guard knew they were playing cards. He came in, quickly put them away, and it was all quiet. After he went out, they took the cards out. So the guard knew they were playing cards. So the guard asked him, I don't understand. You're playing cards. And I know that you're playing cards. But where are they? I can never find them. So one of the prisoners said to the guard, I'll tell you. He said, I'm a chief pickpocketer. He says, whenever you come in, I take the cards and I put them in your pocket. You're looking for the cards in our pockets, but you can't find them because they're in your pocket. There are people that are always looking for the wrong things, what other people do. But they don't realize sometimes that they're also at the wrong. But they're always looking at Yena. Shteit in Torah name. Shaytim v'shayzim titen lecha. First sort yourself out. And then b'chol sharecha, then you could think about other people. But the Esh Tezach has got to realize, first sort yourself out, make sure that you've got shayftim v'shaytim on yourself. And then you can look at other people. The pasuk continues. In pasuk chof, tzedek tzedek tirdoif, lematichi v'irash es ha'aretz asher Hashem lekecha noisin loch. Tzedek tzedek tirdoif. So there's a double lashon of you of tzedek tzedek. Why does that say a double lashon? Tzedek tzedek tirdoif, a double lashon. So there's two pshatim over here. Sometimes a person finds himself in a situation where he feels that he's right and someone else is wrong. So he's right, and he maybe he's taka right that he is right. But the question is, how do you go about it going against the other person? Sometimes when a person has a fight against someone else, he knows he's right and the other person is wrong. But the way he goes about it is not such a positive way how he goes about it. That means the way it's done is a bit wrong. For example, the Meshech Chachma says, Pshat HaPosuk, it says, Loisasa Ovel Bamishpat. And he says that sometimes, let's say you know that, you know, Reuven stole from you something. He stole from me. So bad to me, he owes me money. He stole 100 pounds. He owes me 100 pounds. So the next time he comes to buy something from me, so he wants to swipe his credit card, so really he's buying something worth £50. I'll put in £150. He owes me the money. He owes me £100, so I'll put in the credit card machine, £150. In terms of the Meshchach, that's Pshat, Lysasa Ovel Bamishbot. You're right, he owes you the money, but you've got to do it the right way. That's pshat in the pasuk over here. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. You might be tzedek. You might be right. But tzedek, tirdoif. You've got to pursue it in the correct way. And if you don't pursue it in the correct way, then it's wrong. Always got to be the way that you get to it has to be also tzedek. You might be tzedek, but tzedek, tirdoif. Another pshat one can learn is tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif. I saw this pshat from Moshe Shtembuch. He says that a person should always pursue tzedek. But there's also a maila in pursuing tzedek in helping other people, helping the rabbim. Why? What's the maila in helping the rabbim? He says sometimes a person is not zeich on his own right. He's not zeich on his own right for some reason. But when he helps other people, he's mezakeh as a rabbim, then is the rabbim need him. So then, if kol kama the rabbim need him, then if the rabbim need him, then he's got to be here for the rabbim. Therefore, he'll be zeich to arichas yomim, not on his own right, because the rabbim need him. Because a person, even though be'etzem, he's not zeich on his own right, but when Baruch Shalom brings a einish to a person, is not, Boshan doesn't just look at this person. The Boshan looks at anyone who's affected by this person. So if this person is here for the Rabbim and helps the Rabbim, so it's not just him that's being affected, him, his family, it's the whole Rabbim. Now, so the Boshan's got to look at the whole Rabbim. Does the whole public, are they deserving of this punishment as well? And most times not. And therefore says Rabbi Shalom, I can't punish this fellow. If I punish this fellow, it's going to affect the rabbim, it's going to affect the public, and the public don't deserve it. And therefore, in that way, you'll be zaycha. Therefore, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, a person should always pursue tzedek, but not just for himself, for everyone else as well. The Briskerov says, that's pshat in the pasuk. Mishpatei Hashem emes, sotku yachtof. The judgment of Hashem is emes. Really? You think Hashem won't judge on a true basis? What's mean emes? Mishpatei Hashem emes. Says the Briskerov, emes means that when Hashem brings up this very word, when Hashem brings a punishment to a person, he's not just looking at the person. Emes, he's looking at anything that's going to be affected. If I punish this person, who's going to be affected? And if other people are going to be affected, are they deserving of it? And if they're non-deserving of it, then it can't be done. That means Mishpatei Hashem, Emes. The Panavisharov was once in the hospital. Mamish in the hospital, I think it was after operation. And he said to one of his Talmidim, is there anything that the rabbim needs? Is there anything that the rabbim need? So the Talmid says to him, Rebbe, you're just in your hospital after operation, you've got to relax a bit. Why are you looking for more things to do? He said this very well, because sometimes a person in his own right is not zoicha. But if he's here for the rabbim and he does things for the public, then the public need him, then he's got the zchus of the rabbim. And therefore, even though he's undeserving, but maybe the public are deserving. And therefore, he's going to have the zchus of the rabbim for his existence. That's Pshat the Pasuk Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, Yad Ha'edim Tiyah Boi Berishoyin El Amisoy, V'yad Kala Om Ba'achroina, V'biyar Tohara Mikir Becho. So, the Osnaim Latoira points out that we're talking about over here, the Pasuk says, Yad Ha'edim Tiyah Boi Berishoyinah, who's going to assassinate this person to do the Mises Bezdin to someone who's Chayiv Misa? The Edim. He says that by the Ummah Sa'ilam, the person who gives the punishment is not a very choshva job. And not only is not a very choshva job, it's not something that a person wants to publicize about himself, that he's the person to give the punishment. And over here we've got the Yad Ha'edim, they are the ones who give the punishment. What's the pshat over here? They've got the shtela, the Chayra, the Edim, they're the big tzaddikim, they gave Edus about this person, this Chayim Misa. they should be the ones to bring out this punishment and to do the misa. So he says a powerful thought over here. He says, when a person is mushba from his surroundings. Here we're talking about Edim that saw a person doing an Avera. A person that sees someone doing an Avera, then he's mushba from that person. He sees someone doing something wrong. Then he gets mushba, he gets affected by it. So therefore the Edim themselves are affected by the person who does the Avera. They have to get it out of their system somehow to make sure that they're not mushba anymore. And now the apostle says, Yada Eden Tiyabai Brishayna. They're the person, they're the people who need to bring out, give the punishment in order to get that bad ashbar out their system in the way that they're going to give the punishment. And that's what the Ursameh says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk of Vi'arta Ram Mikirbecha, is referring to the Edim from Mikirbecha, from amidst Klal Yisrael. Is a bi'arta ra, the bad should come out from the Edom themselves. The Edom themselves saw the bad action, the Avera, they were mushpa by it. They were mushpa by it, so now they've got to get out their system. That means seeing a person doing bad, that's mashpia on a person. There was once a person came to the Bris Kerov. And he told him the following vod, and the Briskerov was very happy about it. He says it's a true vod. Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says Imlovan Garti, and Rashi says Tareg Mitzvah Shamarti, and then he carries on by Hili Shoyr Bechamoy. What's the connection? So this person told the Briskerov that pshat's like this: Imlovan Garti, I kept Tarek Mitzvahs. How could I keep Tarek Mitzvahs with Lavan? The Gresta Rosha Lavan? You know what the Teretz is? Vahili Shoy V'chamoy. Do you know how I looked at Lavan? Vahili Shoy V'chamoy. I looked at him like a Shoy and a Chamoy. A Shoy and a Chamoy do things, you don't get affected. When you look at them as normal human beings, he's doing a virus. You could get affected. But anyway, when Yaakov Avinu said, I looked at Lavan as a shoy v'chamoy, he's a shoy v'chamoy. Yana Rashi is a shoy v'chamoy. A shoy v'chamoy, I don't get affected by it. And the Briskerov says, the yisoid is a good. Whether it's pshat and pasuk, I don't know. But he says, the yisoid is a good yisoid. There's a ma'aser of the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin once in his times, the goyim were malshin on him. Like he did some things that obviously he didn't do. And he came into court. And so when you come to court, you have a prosecutor and you got a defender. And the defender that was brought for the Maral Diskin he was a Rasha, he was a Mumma, he was a Yid, and he didn't keep anything. The Maral Diskin refused to look at him. Refused to look at the defender, even though he was his defender, he refused to look at him. He was a Rasha. And if you look at Rasha, then you're mushba from the Rasha. So he didn't look at him. But it came when the judge said, okay, defender, I want you to stand up and say your whatever you have to say to defend the Maral Diskin. So a normal person, when you got a defender supporting you, defending your case, then you look at him and you cheer him on and you smile at him. The Maral Diskin kept his face low, he wouldn't look at him. Look at Rasha. So the judge said, over here we're coming to prosecute the Maral Diskin for whatever thing he did. He said, if we've got a person over here that wouldn't look at his defender because he's a Rasha, then he zicha didn't do what they claim that he did. As that person that wouldn't look at his defender because he's a Rasha, he's not the person that we could prosecute him for whatever was claimed to be for him. Because the Maral Diskin don't want to look at the Rasha, don't want to be mushba. Didn't even be mushba from him. Pasuk continues. Pasuk Ches. The next pasuk. Ki pole mimcha dava on a mishpat bein dom le dom, bein din le din, bein nega lo nega divrei rivos bishorecha. So what does it mean over here? Bein dom le dom, bein din le din. So Rameh Shapira, he learns pshat in the pasuk like this. He says, "Ki yiponim imcha dov al ha-mishpot." A person has a question. Bein dom ledom. A person's got a question. Bein dom ledom. Between blood and blood. What's blood and blood? He says, he's got a question. Why is it that all the other nations of the world, they're sitting peacefully, there's no one coming along to kill them, but the Yidim, the Goyim are bloodthirsty of the Yidim. It's doch bein dom ledom. What's the difference between dom of a Yid or dom of a Goy? The dam of a Goy, no one's interested in killing other nations. But the Yidim, what, generation after generation, they're always chasing us after us. Ma bein dom ledom. And it says, bein din ledin, there's a halacha by an animal. You're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to shecht a baby and its mother on the same day. It says, Mashaki by the Yidden, we find that the Goyim are continuously killing families and the mother and the children on the same day. So that's trap. Bein din ledin. There's a din of and here we find that the Yidden are being pursued and being killed. The pasuk continues. He learns pshat. What's pshat? That from the pasuk, from the parash of Negoim, in parashas Tazri and Betzori, we learn out that Rebbe Yishlom first brings tzaras on a person's house. If he doesn't do tshuva, then he brings tzaras on his clothes, and if he still doesn't do tshuva, then he brings tzaras on his body. Over here, but Mashiach by the Yidden, we find that the Rebbe Yishlom first focuses on the Yidden themselves, that they get killed. We don't find that the Rebbe Yishlom brings Negoim or the like to their houses or to their clothes and then to the people themselves. We see that the Rebbe Yishlom first going for the people themselves. So, kipolim imchadova. What's pshat? Bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. So, the Rami Shapira, the answer lies in the next words of the pasuk. Divrei rivois bishoracha, because there's machloikos. That's the answer. When there's machloikos, then it could be a problem of bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. It's divrei rivois bishoracha. When there's machloikos, sin as chinam, then anything can happen. What? They're not Musa. They've got no Isol Machlekas. The problem with Am Hashem.
They captured one of the captured terrorists, Hamas.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that particular Tekufa to start your attack? Because we knew there was rivers, there was division between the Jews.
That's wow. Right. He must have learned this Mirame Shapira. Yeah. Oh. The Posit continues. Posit Yudalef. Al Piatur Asha Yerucha, Vana Mishma Asha Yom Lecha Taase, Loisosu Menadov Asha Yagid Lecha Yom Menesvoy. Loisosu, you shouldn't astray from the things that the apiatoy she yerucha, what the rabbonim say, she yagid lecha yom nisvoy, right or left. So the famous Rashi says that even if they say that your left is right and your right is left, you should still listen to them. Kol shekein, says Rashi, if they tell you that right is right and left is left, you should for sure listen. So I think I once said it over here, a vav from the Satmarov. By the parish of Koirach, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koirach that if the Rebbe Yishloilin kills you a regular death, then you're right. But if Rebbe Yishloilin kills you in an irregular death, and not a normal way of killing you, then you know that I'm right. Although you stay in Pasuk. So the Satmarov asks that, what do you mean? If Koirach is right, then he shouldn't be dying at all. It sounds like from the pasuk that if you die a normal death now, then you know what, Koirach, you're right. You know that you're right. But if you die an irregular death, then you know that I'm right. If Koirach is right, why is he dying at all? He's right. The Satmarov said, he says, no. Even if Koirach is right, but he's wrong. Because you got to listen to the God Lador. Whether you're right or wrong, you got to listen to the God Lador. If the God Lador says something, Moshe Rabbeinu says something, you got to listen. You might be right. But if you're not listening to the God Lador, then you're wrong. Memeda, the Satmarov, said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koyach, you're dying anyway. So show you how. So if you're right, you'll die a normal way. But if you're not right, then you'll die an abnormal way. But you're going to die anyway because you're not listening to the God Lador. That's Pshat Loi Sosur. Whether they tell you the right is left is right, you could be right. You could be right that this is the right, or this is the left. But you're still wrong because you're not listening to the God Lador. There's a famous story with Rav Moshe Feinstein. In Russia, there was a famous Moisa. It was a proper Moisa. His mamash made a lot of trouble for the Yidden. And he was about to die. He was on his deathbed. And he gave a tzava that they should bury him like a chamor standing up. Standing up, that was his tzava. And a few days later, he died. So they came to Rav Moshe and asked Rav Moshe, what should we do? So Rav Moshe said, this is Kishayla. Shulchan Aruch state. Shulchan Aruch state that you're not allowed to bury someone standing up. It's a bizoyan. You got to bury him lying down. He said, this is his savor. What do you want me to do? So he gave us clear instructions that we should do, and if we do it wrong, this guy's a Shtei Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Moshe says, you listen. So they buried him lying down, not like his savor. And the next day after they buried him, the police came to dig him up. And they found him lying down. And then realized what happened was, before he died, he told the police to come and tell them, now look, you see how much the mavazami, they even buried me standing up. Because they didn't know. He didn't tell them that he gave a tzavah that he should bury him standing up. And now that they found him lying down, then the Yidden were clean. We see from over here that you gotta listen to the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you understand or you don't understand it, and if you do, then you're right. On a similar thing, we find in Perek Yud Zayin Posuk Tes Zayin. Posuk Shei Lo Yarbe Lo Yisusim V'Lo Yoshev V'Sa'om Mitzrayimah L'Man Arbo Yisus V'Hashem Omer Lachem Lo Yisusif V'Lo Yoshev V'Lech. A king shouldn't have too many horses, in order you shouldn't bring the Yidden back to Mitzrayim. So Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph that Shlomo HaMelech, but this is one of the mistakes of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, I'll be Marbe Susim, I'll be Marbe Noshim, nothing's going to happen to me. And the Shaila is, Shlomo HaMelech, he knew that he can do it. He knew that he could do it. He could be married, he can have a lot of horses, he can have a lot of wives, and he won't go astray, and he won't take the people back to Mitzrayim. So what happened? So what? Taka happened. Moshe was upset with him. And Taka, not only that, his wives did take him astray. What happened? He thought he could do it. He knew he could do it. So what happened? So Rabban Kotler says, Amar de Kavot. That's on the same thing we find in the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos says, Rabbi Shmuel, there's a halacha in Hilcha Shabbos that you're not allowed to be koyer lo'ir aner. You're not allowed to read lo'ir aner under a candlelight because it might start flickering and you're going to push up the wick and it'll be over Issa Dereis of Avara. So therefore you're not allowed to read lo'ir aner. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ani ekra v'lo yateh. Don't worry, I'm alright. I'll be able to be koyer lo'ir aner and I'm not going to... There's no chashash that I'm going to be. I'm going to. If it flickers, I'm going to push up the wick. So the Gemara, what happened? Rabbi Shmuel Kora, he was Korea, and he was, and he did push up the wick by mistake. What happened over here? he knew he could do it. So what happened? Zorban Kotler. If Pasuk state lo yar be lo yisisim ve lo yoshev es ha'om mitzrayimah, that means that if you are Marbe Sus, then you will bring the Yidden back to Mitzrayim. And if you are Marbe Noshim, then they will be take you astray. Since it says that in the Pasuk, then that's the Matzias. The Matthias is that if you are Mar Benoshim, then they will take you astray. It's a Matthias. Istakel bar Raisa bar Alma. The Teva of the world is based on the Torah. If the Torah says that if you're Mar Benoshim, then that's going to happen, that's the result, then that's going to happen. You could be the strongest guy that the Yetzer Hara is not going to affect you, but as Ishtay to Torah. And if the Chazal say that don't sit by a Nair, because you might push up the wick, then the Matthias is that if you do it, then you will be matter. That's the Matthias. Because Doshnet and Torah. And therefore that's the same thing over here by Lois Sosur. By Lois Sosur, if the Rabbonim, if the Gdoile Torah say something, then that's the Matthias. Whether they're right or they're wrong, that is the Matthias. Not Doshnet and Torah. One more point I missed out on the beginning of the Parsha State. At the beginning of the Parsha State about taking Shoichat. Second passage, Leisat Mishra, Leisat Kapanim, Leisikach Shoichat, Ki Ashoichi Yahweh, Eini Chachom, Yisalef Tibri Sadikim. So the Oyev Yisrael was once a Dayan. He was once a Dayan. And one of the Bali Dinim wanted to bribe him. He got the Ovis right, he can't go up, give him an envelope in his face. He's going to chuck it back at you, it's a bizoyan. He can't do that. So what he did is, when he wasn't looking, he put it in the Ovis Roll's pocket. And the Ovis Roll felt, at the Din Torah, that he was always trying to, for the benefit of this person who gave him the Shoichat. He had no idea that he took a bribe, that the bribe was in his pocket. But he felt that something was wrong. Something was wrong. And in the middle of the din Torah, he went out, and he davened to Hashem, and he says, I want to bring out this din, Lamita Shel Torah, but I can feel that something's not right. And then afterwards, he put his hand in his pocket, and he found the Shoichat. And he realized why he was feeling that way. And he said, that's Pshat and Posuk over here. That's Mr. Shver Posuk. Posuk says, Ki ha-shoichet ge'aver eini chachomim, v'salif divrei sadikim. Shoichats is v'salif divrei sadikim. So the Ovi saw a good friend. If a person's taking bribes, he's not a sadik. What do you mean v'salif divrei sadikim? He's not a sadik. He's taking bribes. The Ovi saw, we're talking about someone who's, he's taka tzaddik. He had no idea that he's getting a bribe. But even though he didn't know that there's a bribe in his pocket, but still be salif dibri sadikim. It still makes the person think wrong. And it could be that this is with like we just said. If the Pasuk says a sheikhat, a bribe, makes you think wrong, then that's the Matthias. Then it makes you think wrong. Whether you know about the bribe or you don't know about the bribe. So in three places in this parasha we see that Voshtet in Torah, that is the Matthias. And if that's the Matthias, then that's what happens. Whether you know about it, you don't know about it, then the Sheikh at the bribe makes the Dayan think crooked. Good Shabbos. Shabbos.